Thank you. Good morning. As a Roma woman, speaking about discrimination is usual. I experience discrimination so often that I'm used to it, and so are the other Roma women. We are very used to discrimination on a daily basis on the streets of Dublin. People are calling us names, we are following through shops, and sometimes we are not allowed into shops. So talking about discrimination and racism. I am glad to be here today and my voice to be heard. As a peer researcher for the Roma Needs Assessment, I met Roma women who also talk about discrimination. The needs assessment found that high rates of feeling discriminated against accessing accommodation, 93.3%, social protection, 84.3%. 81.1% responded reported having felt discriminated against in streets or public settings. Women were identified as particularly vulnerable to racist abuse. 77.5% of respondents reported being stopped by Carda on Ciacona. The impact of lack of employment, not having the right to reside and not being habitually resident, was highlighted through the research. We don't want to walk on the street and be discriminated. We don't want to look for work and be discriminated. As a Roma woman, I want to wear my clothes without being discriminated. The needs assessment found shocking findings that they should not be here in the modern times. If we are talking about Roma, we are talking about people who for hundreds of years through Europe have experienced discrimination and racism. And also, if we are talking about the history, Roma in Romania were enslaved. And then during the World War II, Roma were targeted and killed. During the research, I found families that struggle without basic needs. If we are talking about human rights, and I do think that my people have base. Sorry, I'm just going to lose. Siobhan, don't look at me. If we are talking about human rights, I do not think that my people have basic human rights in Ireland. Every time I'm talking about that, I'm getting very emotional. Take effective, one of the recommendations on the Roma Needs Assessment was to take effective measures to tackle anti-discrimination and racism with focus on Roma women. In the needs assessment, a young Roma woman said, "I would not dress in Roma now because we get targeted badly, followed and shopped and discriminated against. We need the help, Roma women in particular, so those who are not habitually resident or have not the right, they don't have the right to reside, can be provided for better for their families. In a better way, not to be forced to beg." I am going to tell you a short story about a Roma woman. She was begging outside a supermarket in Dublin in a cold evening. She was told to move, but she could not because she did not have enough money to leave. The second time, the man from the supermarket asked her to leave again, and she did not. Then he took a bucket of water and threw the water over the woman. When she was sitting down and begging. This is not the only case. We are aware of discrimination, and discrimination is everywhere. When we see Facebook pages full of hate and negativity towards my community, I also read the IREC report, Attitudes to Diversity in Ireland. The shocking report say by ASRI, and IREC on attitudes to diversity in Ireland shows that nearly half of Irish adults believe some cultures are superior than others. The report reveals that 58% of Irish-born people reported they would allow many or some immigrants from the members of the same ethnic groups as most Irish people to come to Ireland. Only 25% would allow Roma to come to Ireland. We are more than 25%, I think. So we have two reports which clearly shows that discrimination is home in Ireland. If you are going to ask yourself what we need to do to combat discrimination, my advice is to take action from today and not from tomorrow, and to bring human rights home right now. I just want to thank you all for being here today, and I just want to say a warm welcome to Ronnie Fay, and I think she needs lots of applause because she is here today, and she is here not for the only for the traveler community, for the Roma community, and I would say that our boat community needs you, and thank you for being here today. I just want to say thank you for all my colleagues in Pavi Point, who are always so kind and help us a lot. 1 minute. And I just want to acknowledge my colleague Siobhan Curran, who helps us a lot, and she does speak Roma, because all the time I need something, she's there and she helps. And I just want to say something. If we are talking about human rights and equality, and we are talking a lot, I see human rights and equality every day, you know, but I do not see them in the streets, but I do see them in Pavi Point a lot. Siobhan, it's a very educated woman, she's non-Roma, but I see that she, all the time I try to speak, she doesn't speak in the way, you know, people speak in colleges. Like, I do not understand them. She does speak my language, and all the people in Pavi Point does. And I just want to, I don't know if Bridget is here, I just want to say thank you to Bridget. And I know she is going to be a great activist for Roma and traveler rights. So thank you all.